I've got to say, Rafe's been making some very bullish noises all week, and the jockey is smiling. You're very hopeful, aren't you?
I'm hopeful. I mean, she's obviously the talent she's got to bounce back from Ireland, which you could probably genuinely put a line through that race. She's not a great workhorse, but she never has been, so we're not quite sure sort of what nick she's in at home. But if she can reproduce her Epsom run, she'll be bang there.
And the fact that there's been rain around all week, I know, has been music to your ears.
Definitely. Obviously, when she ran at Epsom that day, it was on the slow side. And she challenged wide out in the middle of the track, which was the better ground, and she appreciated a bit of cut. Ireland was absolutely, it's probably the quickest ground I've ridden on, and she just didn't let herself down. So she's got her ground. All she did was stay at Epsom that day. She was going away at the line, so hopefully the trip shouldn't be a problem, an extra 2 furlongs, and just need a bit of luck.
Because the one thing we all know is if you don't stay the trip, you don't win the ledger, however good you are, end of story.
No, exactly, and it should suit her style of racing. You know, she's held up, she can creep away into it. And I'm looking forward to it, but I mean, it'd be just great if she can run well.
Do you sense, as a lot of people do, this is one of the most open ledgers for a number of years?
For sure it is. I mean, there's no real outstanding horse in the race. In fact, she's the only Group 1 winner in the race, I think. It's a very open race. She's the only filly in there. Anything could win it, but hopefully it'd be me.
And what would it mean to Jim Crowley to walk into this weighing room at about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with a cap on his head?
Well, look, after Epsom, I feel like she owes me one a little bit, but... Look, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's not the end of the world, but it'd be great if it does.